Hey guys, it's Aria, and welcome back to another episode of Fembolden. I know it's been so long since we produced our last episode, and honestly, Katie and I took a much-needed mental health break, you know, with the turmoil of this year, applying to college during a pandemic. Life has been pretty stressful, so we really had to just take some time for ourselves to kind of rediscover ourselves and reflect on this past year of Fembolden. So how have you been in the past month, Katie?
I've been pretty good. Yeah, I agree. This mental health break was definitely needed because I feel like around this time of the year, with, you know, college decisions coming out on top of a really huge workload and exams, it can be really stressful and hard to focus. And I appreciate the patience. I've been pretty good. I committed to my school, and I'm just ready for summer.
Exactly. I agree 100%. And it just feels really good to get back on here and to talk. But I know, like we both remarked, like we both needed to take a break. And I feel like so much of what Fembolden was started for was for college applications and to be able to have such a strong activity, because we'd be lying if we said that it had no impact on our college application process at all. That's not true. And I just think it's really important, since we've gone through the college app season, especially during such a trying and difficult year, I think it's really important for us to kind of give advice for rising seniors and talk about our experiences, myths, and kind of debunk those myths and things that you should focus on as you enter the college application season. So to start it off, I'll just kind of give my college application journey. Obviously, college has been like a top priority my entire life. My entire educational career has been centered in college, and not only attending an institution that I liked and that was accredited in the United States or possibly abroad, but also making sure I got money to go to that school, just because I do have a twin, as most of our viewers or listeners know. So of course I don't want to be in huge debt for my undergraduate education, especially in a postgraduate degree world. And I would say that really the past 4 years, but mostly the past year, has been completely dictated and controlled by college applications. That was on the forefront of my mind all the time. College, 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 where am I going? Scholarships, how to apply to scholarships, where to apply to scholarships, where to apply to college. Does prestige matter? Does prestige not matter? All of those things. And it just feels great to finish this application season, but also I do have to recollect and remark on the undue stress that we put on teenagers. Like, it feels great to have come out on the other side, and I knew at the end of it I would have come out on the other side. I knew that I would end up where I needed to be. But also, it's so stressful, and that's something I resent so much about college applications. And I feel like this year it was particularly stressful because so many institutions saw 30, 50, 70% increases in numbers of applicants. So the matriculation pool got even smaller, and it was just so difficult to apply to college this year, not only because the number of applicants increased, but because you were applying during a traumatic, stressful, and mentally draining time. Right. And I don't know, I would just feel like one of the biggest pieces of advice that I would give to someone, and it seems rather cliche on the surface, but I 100% agree with this. And during the entire college application process, from when I started filling out my Common App in August to now knowing where I'm going to school, is know that you will end up where you need to be, 100%. And if you do go to a school that you don't think you belong there, you can transfer. Like, it's not the end of the world, but you have to know that you will end up where you need to be, and that your path is your path, and you absolutely cannot compare yourself to others, or compare yourself to others as you go on this college application process, but I know it's so difficult to not do so. So, like, what was your experience, Katie? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so for me, I agree with you. Sorry. I agree with you in the fact that this was, like, a super stressful year. Like, I know during a normal school year this would be very mentally draining, but I just feel like sitting at home, being on my computer, having to do e-learning, then college applications online, like everything was just in my head. Like, I was just sitting in the same room doing all of this, and it was just overwhelming. And I just felt like all of this work was about to make my brain explode. Like, exactly. I truly could not. And by the time it was winter break, because I did most of my applications, like, I got all of my applications in by the end of the first semester. So by winter break, I could finally breathe. But there was still the stress of, like, okay, now I need to hear from these schools. Am I going to get in? What if I don't get in? Does that mean I'm dumb? Like, I didn't really have a number one school because I didn't really know, like, what I was looking for. So I just had, like, a good chunk of schools that I liked and applied to, and I knew that wherever one that I got in or, you know, decided to go to, I would enjoy. So I wasn't too stressed about getting into places, but it did, like, kind of hurt a little to, like, get a rejection or a wait list, but it was easy for me to bounce back because I told myself throughout this whole process that, like you said, you will end up where you need to be. And if you don't get into a school, I promise you, it is, like, that is a blessing in disguise, and you most likely will be happier with wherever school you will end up at. And I think my biggest piece of advice would be, it is a little cliche, but not to compare yourself, because your own journey for your future is different than everyone else's on this earth. Like, we all are not trying to accomplish the same exact goal for our future. We all have our own unique ideas of success, and we all have our own individual ways to get there. So you can't compare yourself to, like, someone going to a different university than you that you think might be smarter or whatever, because at the end of the day, you're taking the path that you need to get where you need to be, and that's what matters.
Exactly. And I think that it's really important to understand, like, I feel like everyone entering the college application season is obsessed with prestige. And it's like, prestige, prestige, prestige. And that's not to say that prestige doesn't matter, but fit and cost matter so much more than prestige, because exactly. Prestige wears off when you get there, firstly. Secondly, we live, like I said earlier, in a postgraduate degree world. We live in a world where the undergraduate degree in and of itself typically does not cut it, especially for many careers that people are trying to pursue. Most people have master's degrees and perhaps even doctoral degrees, or have gone to med school or juris doctorates or master's of business associations, all of those type of degrees. So with that said, it's really important to find a place that is not only going to be enjoyable for you, but feasible economically, because you are likely going to have to take out hundreds of thousands or tens of thousands of loans in those postgraduate degrees and fields of study. So it's really important to, in your undergraduate education, follow the money, follow the money, follow the money. And hopefully the money is where your heart is telling you to go to as well. And like I said, like, you can always transfer, or you can always apply to outside scholarships. There are so many scholarships that are available for college students only, not even just high school seniors who are applying to college. But college is what you make of it. Every institution that you attend is what you make of it. Going to a T20 doesn't automatically make you insanely smart or put you on a pedestal over someone else who's not at a T20 or a T50 or a T100. That's not how the world works. It's what you make of it. No one knows where Barack Obama went to undergraduate school, but everyone knows that he went to Harvard Law. Like, these are the things. Like, try your hardest, but you will end up where you need to be. I know it sounds so cliche, and people hate that phrase so much because it's such a stressful time, and the last thing you want to hear is like, everything will be fine, because at the surface, at the time, it feels like it won't be fine, but it will be fine. In August, or perhaps even before that, you're going to be filling out your applications and doing your FAFSA, and it's going to be so overwhelming and so stressful and so annoying, kind of, to have to figure out what colleges you want to apply to and what colleges you don't really care for, what colleges you only are attracted to because of prestige, or what colleges may be the right fit for you, or even the weather at the schools that you're trying to attend. Like, all of these minute things that you have to take into account, as well as the bigger things like costs. Like, it's a lot, but trust me, you will end up where you need to be. You will find your community wherever you are. I'm sure at single school there's something for you. And I don't know, I just think it's important to kind of put those words of advice out there up to the rising seniors or people who are prospective college applicants, because like, so much of Fembolden was, like I said, founded in applying to college. So much of it was like, this will look great on college applications. As much as I love doing it, and as much as it's a great way for me to connect with Katie and my other peers, like, so much of it was like, college applications. And it ended up working out in my favor. Like, it ended up being a great addition to my resume or my list of activities, as I'm sure it was for Katie. But like, I don't know. It's even strange to like have these conversations on these episodes now that college applications are over, because it's like, wow, Fembolden, it served its purpose. You know what I'm saying?
But
like I said, like the last episode, it just feels really good to get on here and talk, because it's been so long.
I completely agree with your statement on how this is a postgraduate world, because literally anyone can go to Harvard. Like, you, if you don't get in when you're 18, you can go when you're 40 and just decide you want to go and get your degree. Like, it does not, if you are like concerned about prestige, you can pursue that degree at a prestigious school. You can apply like multiple times.
Exactly.
And I don't think, like, prestige is useful at times, but it shouldn't be your main focus. Like we said, it should be where your best fit is. And sometimes someone's best fit is Harvard, and they go there, and they're successful. And other times, it's, like, University of Michigan. And I just feel like I've seen so many successful people in my life that have gone to colleges I've never heard of, so I don't think you should worry about the name.
Exactly. And I don't know, just go to a school that's the right fit for you. I could not emphasize that enough. Like,
Like, you'll know when you get on the like, when you just feel the campus and the environment, you'll know. You'll be like, okay, I want to go here.
Yeah.
So, besides college, I feel like mentally I've been doing really good. Now that I kind of have everything settled, like, I know where I'm going to go, kind of have my future plans in the works, and I feel like since school is starting to wind down, like, I know we still have some exams, but for the most part, everything's starting to chill out, so I think I'm kind of getting this break that I've needed this entire year.
Right, and that feels great. And I would say, like, right now, mentally, for my mental health check-in, I feel like I'm at a crossroads, because on one hand I'm just like, I'm ready to go to college. Yeah. I'm ready to have summer. I'm ready to work and have fun and do amazing things and connect with people and have a vaccinated hot girl summer and just live my life. But on the other hand, we do have to finish out the school year and finish strong. Right. And there is still ties to to high school right now. And it feels strange because we didn't get the traditional senior year. So I'm not thinking traditionally. I'm just like, okay, I'm done. Like, exactly. I'm out. I'm mentally not and here anymore.
I feel like, I don't know, it's been so much easier to socialize with people that you're going to school with. And I feel like I've talked to a lot of people that I plan to go to college with. And it's like, okay, I'm ready to see y'all now. Like, I feel like I'm in college already. Like, I just have that mindset, and I'm stuck in high school right now, and I just want to go.
Absolutely. And I just feel like it's time to move on. But also, it's really good to be reflective on the past year and see how much we've grown with FemBolden. And like I said, Caitlin and I have taken a break from FemBolden. And at times, it's like, oh, am I not active enough? Like, I feel like a bad person. But on the other hand, I know that burnout exists and that it's so much better to give yourself that time and that space when needed than to force yourself to do something when you're not in a space where that's where you're capable of doing that, and then you grow to resent what you're doing. So like we said, like, we apologize for being gone for so long, but also it's important to recognize when you need a break. And this year has been very stressful, to say the absolute least, and especially just mentally, senioritis is probably the worst feeling in the entire world. It's like, on one hand, I remember before I actually experienced senioritis that I was like, it couldn't be that bad, but it's draining to have senioritis, because you feel high school in particular is like a burden. Like, it's like a weight that's just sitting on you. And especially it's partially my fault. Actually, it's mostly my fault, seeing that I took AP courses and courses that are structured around the end of the year. Like, all of the whole year is structured around these nationally scheduled courses. So like, the high school that I go to is not in control of the fact that I'm still learning right now, because there are juniors and sophomores who are taking this course who don't have senioritis, so we have to treat all of it as the same. But also, it's like, I'm over it. I'm so over it. But we only have 1 month of school left. Literally 1 month. And then
it's we can over. Push through. We got this.
Yeah, we just have to push through. And it's for all of our listeners, you guys can... No, you're totally fine. You guys just have to push through, too. You just have to take a second and breathe and take breaks as needed, but try to push through, because it'll all be worth it in the end.
Exactly. And I just was going to say, like, it's so crazy how these years have gone by, because we met in, like, eighth grade. And it's just so crazy how we're already here right now.
Yep, exactly. Like, when you take time to be introspective and reflect on the past, it's like, wow, I can't believe it's over.
Exactly.
It's so satisfying, though.
Right, I'm truly accomplished. And I'm excited for the next chapter.
Absolutely. And I think this is a good place to end the episode. I feel like it's a good lighthearted note. And I feel like Katie and I could rant on and on and on about so many weird things that have absolutely nothing to do with this episode. But it has been a year of being on FemBolden and recording episodes and connecting with you all. So thank you all to the loyal listeners that we have. I'm interested to see what the future holds for FemBolden. To be quite honest, I'm not particularly sure. But like I said, this is an exciting time as we go off to college and kind of spread our wings in different ways. So, yeah, if you have anything to add, Katie, you can go ahead right now.
Yeah, I am truly shocked. Like, the time really flew. And I'm so proud of what we've been able to do with this. And like you said, I'm not sure what the future holds, but I'm excited. And I appreciate all the support we've gotten through this.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So thank you guys so much for listening. Remember, Mondays are for Fembolden. Make sure to check out our Instagram at Fembolden Podcast for comprehensive guides about intersectional feminism, Fembolden updates, and more about us, or our website, www.fembolden.org, for more Fembolden news, episode descriptions, and outreach links. And thank you guys so much for listening. Bye bye.
Fembolden is a teen-led podcast where we discuss a variety of topics surrounding femininity, social activism, and adolescence.
We want to encourage other young women to use their voices to call out issues within their community and on a global spectrum. We appreciate all of our support and believe that feminism should be open to all genders.